Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Nova, and it is such a pleasure to finally meet you. Oh, well, thank you. In the review of all your screening paperwork, I mean, it seems like I know you already. Well, at least part of you, but it's great to see you here in the flesh. Now, as you'd know from that detailed consent paperwork you filled out, those drugs that you took about 15 minutes ago are starting to take effect. And we know it may be a little hard to move, and you may be feeling a little strange. For example, and of course, let's bring these on. Where's that switch? Ah, here it is. There you go. Sounds like this. Stimuli, if you will, are here to make your brain more receptive, along with the chemicals coursing through your veins right now. Things like this will help you relax. And as this is the beginning of our working relationship, doctor-patient, as it were, you need to be receptive. As, of course, a stranger doing the things that I'm about to do to you, it could definitely make one a bit nervous, apprehensive, maybe even a little scared. But you're not feeling that right now. You should feel calm and blissful. And, well, if you're not, and hopefully we've fixed that issue with the, you know, motor and sensory, never mind. Calm and blissful. Or at least in a minute. Now, I understand that you have had such difficulty climaxing. And that's perfectly okay. That's perfectly normal. And I'm so happy that you trust our methods, that you trust in us. I have spent so much time perfecting this treatment, and if you'll trust me, you'll find it to be very, very effective, even as soon as today. Now, you've surrendered control to us, and we thank you for that. And we think that's what you may need after all. What people like you may need. And that's very, very common. Some of us, how do I say it? It's a psychological thing. But maybe we're not in control of our own orgasms. And that's perfectly all right. Sometimes we need someone to control them, to tell you when to experience them, to command you, as it were. And we take ownership of a thing like that very, very seriously. And these drugs and these auditory stimuli, which I understand you noted that you find audio very, very stimulating, and that's why I'm very, very excited about this treatment. Some of us need to hear things, experience things not entirely in our control, to get there in our mind. So let's get started. Now the first thing we're going to do is we're going to remove this gown. No, it's tied in the back, so here's a scissors. There we go, and oh, look at you. I know this must be very strange, but I'm not here to preserve your modesty. I'm here to make you come. Now, let me get your legs in these stirrups here. Give me your ankles. There we go. Not like you can give them to me. You can't move. Let me take them, and here's these two. Excellent. Now, look at your cunt. Fuck, I know. Oh, it's not a very medical term, but we're done with the medical terms for now. In this treatment, we're going to mimic a scenario you could find and recreate at home, although maybe without this harsh lighting and all of the medical utensils. You're going to hear exactly what you need to hear, Because trust me, sweetheart, I'm a professional. And who? Oh, those drugs, part of their effect was to get you ready. Now look at you. Oh, God, your lips are so fucking swollen. And you are dripping down into your asshole. Here, let me just rub that into your ass. That's it. Now, oh, you've stated that anal play for you wasn't something that you had interest in. But you also haven't fucking come. So I've just got this little toy. This little vibrator that I'm going to, let's see, turn on. Oh, let me get it nice and wet. Oh, there we go. No, nice and fucking wet. Oh, and I'm just gonna... Oh, wow, I can see you clench. Oh, no, come on, it's not that big. Oh, no. Ooh, one of the parts of my job is I get to exercise professional discretion over the types of treatment, so I think you need, ooh, a little stimulation on your clit. So let me just... there we go. There we go. Now, fuck. I see it's nice and hard and swollen in here. Let me put my tongue in your cunt. By my judgment, this is getting ready. It's about there. Now, here, let me grab this. Oh, and I can just put it right here. It attaches to the stirrups. Oh, let me turn it on. Now, this is for your fucking clit. Oh, now, we've taken care of your asshole. Oh, your clit. Now, I've got these clamps. There we go. And one, ooh, on each nipple. Fuck, look at you. I've got this toy. And if you haven't noticed, you're wearing a gag. And we slipped it on you right after you started to drift off. Now, let me take this piece out. And look at this toy. Now, this is going in your fucking mouth. And that's just going to lock in right, right there. Ooh, now. All that's fucking missing, ooh, is the stimulation for your little cunt. God, with all of these things, God, your body is a quivering, trembling, fucking mess. Oh, your cunt's dripping. God, it's fucking dripping onto the floor. And you want one thing. And that's my fucking cock. And it's just fucking perfect to make you fucking come. Now here, let me take it out. Oh, and I know your eyes work. I can see how desperate they are. They're starting to glaze over because you're getting lost in that. Lost in that pleasure. But the thing about these drugs is, unless I command you to climax, it's not going to happen. So you don't even get to think about it. Don't you fucking think about anything. Because I'm going to take this cock and I'm going to just... fuck. Use that curve to fuck right into that G-spot. And that toy in your ass, that toy in your ass makes it so fucking tight. Oh, God, those photographs we had you send in. No, I was looking for a pussy that was just fucking perfect for me. Because this is my life's work, but it's also my pleasure. Fuck. I mean, no one might know just how much pleasure I take in it. Oh, and I mean, I may have just started this whole study just so I could feel tight, gripping cunts, coming for the first time on my big cock. Oh, God, because what a fucking pleasure that is. Because let me fucking tell you something. Once you come on my command, I am going to own you. I'm going to own your orgasms for the rest of your life. Oh, my voice is becoming imprinted on your brain. And you are going to crave my cock. You're going to crave my cum. And for the rest of your fucking life, you will not be able to quench that desire. You're going to be a slave to my big cock. A slave to my fucking voice. Whether you like it or not. Because if you read the fine print, you'd fucking know. Oh, you'd know that when you feel my big cock fucking pulsing. Oh, and you know that when you finally get that permission, which you don't have yet, you're going to come. Oh, God, and this is going to be the best. So fucking remember it. It's never going to be this good again. And you're going to do it in 10. And with every stroke of my 9, big curve cocked into your 8. Oh, tender G-spot. 7. Oh, you're going to 6. Just remember this. 5. Every stroke. 4, because it's going to be the best time. 3, that you're ever going to have. 2, oh no, get fucking ready to 1, fucking come with me. That's it, slut. Come on it. That's it, fucking shooting that come deep inside you, fucking it into you. Oh, you're never going to feel this good again. Oh, but you're going to crave it. Oh, you're going to crave it, and you're going to want this fucking cock. Oh, fuck. Now let me take that toy from your mouth. Let me take it out. Just pull out. Oh, and put it into your cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking put it back in your mouth for a little bit. Taste it. Taste that cum now. Back into your pussy. And you're going to hold it there. Because I know you can't stop clutching. And you're not going to be able to stop clenching for about 30 minutes. And I'm going to leave you here, and you're going to listen to the sounds in the room. And feel those clamps. Oh, fuck, and that toy on your fucking clit. And in your ass, and those are going to turn off in about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm going to leave. And you're going to keep coming. And coming and coming. And someone will be here to fetch you in about 30 minutes. I'll see you next week for our next round of treatment. Bye now. I've got more patients to see.